In the time it took you to brush your teeth this morning, there were over 900 calls placed to 911 emergency services in just the United States alone. But would you believe that out of these 900 calls made, almost 300 of them were either non-emergencies or just butt dials? Unfortunately, within the past couple years, the coronavirus pandemic has spurred an increase in call volume to emergency services, while simultaneously introducing a myriad of understaffing issues. In fact, 77% of public safety answering points, such as 911 and emergency dispatches, report being consistently below authorized staffing levels in 2022. But it's not just emergency services that have been suffering. The utility sector experiences the second highest percentage of worker resignations last year, leaving those still in the field to be completely overburdened with customer calls. Hello, I am your host, Mike Lake, and in today's preview, I will be talking with Tina Hung. She is the Director of Marketing at Doppler, a company that has created a response management system that can result in you getting a faster response to an emergency you are facing.
Innovation, resiliency, discovery. Join Mike Lake, President and CEO of Leading Cities, as we explore the technologies shaping the possibilities of our future with a preview of tomorrow.
Hello and welcome, Tina. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Preview of Tomorrow. And of course, as always, I want to welcome all of our guests, whether you're listening through a podcast or watching online. I'm really excited to introduce you all to Tina Hung. She is the Director of Marketing for Doppler, a company that has created a response management system with embedded procedures that can help staff determine how to prioritize and respond to service calls, which is a big deal, something most of us probably don't think much about, we take for granted. But Tina, tell us, how is it that you got inspired or motivated to fix an industry and make it even more responsive, especially in the time of an emergency?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. The thing that inspired me was really the impact that it makes on local communities everywhere. So everybody relies on utilities and public works, which plays an important part in people's quality of life. And the fact that Doppler can make the response process much more efficient, it provides a meaningful difference everywhere.
So give us a sense, just how inefficient is a typical system?
Yeah, so, you know, some places don't even think about this, but the entire process has typically several pain points. So from the time that a citizen calls in, they might not know the right words to explain the issue. And so it's trying to figure out what the citizen is trying to say and then sending that to the right people and at the right time, particularly after hours. You don't want to send or dispatch a crew for something that truly isn't an emergency, right? You're paying overtime, you're getting people up in the middle of the night, and that sort of thing. Once you determine that it is an issue, then there's the call out process. So if you're doing a manual call out process or an escalation process before that, you're having to, you know, call down a dial down list. Maybe you're having to follow union requirements, contract requirements. And if you're doing that, you know, pen and paper, it can take a long time. And so with Doppler, that automates the whole process. It can reduce the time from over an hour to, you know, under 10 minutes in many cases. And then there's the documenting of the effort. What actually happened? When did the crew get there? What did they do? And so Doppler helps simplify that entire process and minimizes that documentation burden on a crew. And there's many other points, but I think I've talked enough for now.
Well, tell us, so from an hour to under 10 minutes, I mean, this is a big difference in time. But that big difference in time, especially in this instance of an emergency, can have some really different outcomes as a result. Can you elaborate a little bit on what the impact of that time difference means?
Absolutely. So in our traditional product, which really is used directly by utility providers and public works providers, the water main breaks, sanitary sewer overflows, power outages. It can be, it can make a difference in terms of revenue. More importantly, can make a difference in time in terms of, again, people's quality of life. So water main breaks can cause property damage. Sanitary sewer overflows can have environmental impacts. We also have a solution for public safety access points. And so these are call takers that are taking public safety emergency calls. Heart attacks, car accidents, that sort of thing. They're also getting those utilities and public works calls. And in those cases, they need to transfer those off as soon as possible so that they can get back to those that next call that might be a public safety emergency. Given today's job market, where these places are significantly understaffed, our technology, the ability to enable them to hand those off is really important, right? Because that next call could be life or death.
Well, and that's, I was just going to say, when we're talking about emergencies, I mean, I can't think of an example where someone in an emergency is calling 911 or whatever, and says, oh, no, you can come in an hour or two. You know, in every instance I could think of, it's I needed you here 10 minutes ago, not an hour from now. And like you gave some really interesting examples. I mean, a water main break, you don't want that continue to flood your house. You sewer backup, I'm not even going to get into that one. But also the more life and death situations, you know, of medical emergencies and whatnot. This really has, I mean, this affects everybody, I guess, is where I'm getting to. You just never know when you're the person or the family or the neighborhood that is facing the emergency. And when you are facing that emergency, I think it's safe to say, you could speak to this better than I, but I think it's safe to say that everybody wants a response yesterday or 10 minutes ago, not an hour from now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. At the same time, you sometimes get people that call in with what they think is an emergency, but maybe isn't. And this isn't necessarily an example related to our product, but I read a story recently about how a woman called 911 because her peach smoothie did not taste like peaches. And so, again, that's not necessarily something that our system would handle, but we do have the ability to parse reports into, you know, sort of just things that can wait to the next day versus things that need to be addressed immediately.
It's interesting you gave that example. I'm going to go on a quick little tangent here, but my entire interest in public service and local governments came as a high school student when I got to shadow our mayor after being elected by my peers as the student mayor. But as part of that experience, I took a constituent call, which was an elderly woman calling because she had a terrible toothache.
Oh, no.
So you're right. There's any variety of calls that come in through our city halls. So let's talk now about Doppler, because this is a serious issue. I mean, as we've just covered, you do want that immediate response when you need it. So explain to us, what is Doppler? How does it work?
Yeah, so Doppler is a response management platform. We call it Doppler RMS. And it basically takes inputs, whether that is the citizen calling in with a report or a text message, perhaps a social post, or even an infrastructure alert. And it uses artificial intelligence to be able to classify that information to determine where that information needs to go and, you know, is it an emergency or not. It then automates that process. So it can automate the escalation. For example, after hours, again, where you don't necessarily want to call in a crew unless you absolutely call out a crew, unless you absolutely have to, it can, make that determination. Does this need to be addressed now? It can contact the on-call person. It can dial that on-call person until they answer or until a set point. And if that person doesn't answer, it can call the next person on the list. And then you can automate that call out process. So if you do need to dispatch a full crew, you're automatically contacting the number of people you need or the team until you get the number of people you need. So it's really adding in those efficiencies at those pain points that I mentioned earlier to make the entire process as seamless as possible. Now, for the PSAP market, I'll just talk for a tiny bit more. you know, we hear that 70% of the time that the call taker spends in trying to hand off that utilities or public works call is trying to find the right person. And so again, with Doppler automating that contact process, we're taking that 70% off their plate and again, enabling them to turn around and pick up the next phone call as soon as possible.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, listening to you talk about this, I mean, in any emergency situation, there is stress, right? And I've kind of focused on the stress of the average person who might be witnessing to or experiencing that emergency. But, you know, listening to you, I'm realizing it's a stress reduction on the person on the other end of the line, you know, for the city, I guess. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a person. But on the city side, you know, to make that connection as quickly as possible to the right person, because you know somebody's life is on the line or their home is being destroyed or whatever it might be. Yeah, you definitely don't want to be spending a whole lot of time looking for the right person. So knowing you have something like Doppler in place, huge stress relief for the city employee as well as the resident, let's say, who called in. Is that a fair summation?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll take that a step further. So one of the tools within the platform enables a citizen to be able to track the progress of their request or their report. And so they can get a link. They can, you know, verify that the information collected was correct, that their address is correct. They can upload a quick note if it's not, or if they have additional information to provide. They can upload a photo if they, you know, that generally helps responding crews understand the situation a little bit better. And so, yes, it gives that citizen the ability to communicate back as well as, again, just track what's happening.
Is that by a text message, smartphone, email? What's the platform there?
Yeah, so they get a link via text message and then, you know, go into the browser to be able to, like I said, upload those notes, those photos, and check status.
Terrific. So in the end, what is the experience, I guess, of once the Doppler system is in place? We'll start with the person. Do they experience anything different? I mean, they're still making the same call, right?
They are still making the same call, but they're getting an additional level of transparency. And they're getting that two-way communication. So rather than calling in, making a report, and then not knowing, you know, what's going on, or if they have additional information, calling back in, or calling back in to try to get an update, they've got it all right there in front of them. So much simpler, like you said, peace of mind for them knowing that things are being taken care of.
And then on the employee side, you know, the person who's receiving the call, what is their user experience like?
So for the PSAP call taker, again, they're just able to transfer that call off as soon as possible. So rather than digging through papers, trying to find the right contact information, sitting on the phone waiting for somebody to pick up, they're just clicking a button. It's getting sent off to the right person. They can turn around. You know, the information's documented in the system. The receiving end gets it. That call taker can take the next call. It helps the team as a whole also meet those performance goals that those PSAPs have. Even when there's, you know, not a fully staffed team.
And all of this, if I'm understanding correctly, is using artificial intelligence. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a combination of tools, but artificial intelligence is absolutely key in helping understand that initial report and getting it to the right place.
And you mentioned already the shortages in utility and 911 type call centers. I didn't address it when you mentioned it, but I want to take a quick second to say it. Just how significant is that problem, and or how significant is that shortage, and how much of a problem can that be for residents in any community?
Yeah, you know, the PSAP market in particular is really struggling. I think I just read an article that Broward County in Florida has made offers to 90 people. There's another article that came out recently in Texas where they're, I think, 76% understaffed. So we're talking pretty severe shortages in some of these call centers or dispatch centers. And, you know, when they're taking all different kinds of calls, It's very difficult, and especially when some of those calls can be life or death situations. The other factor about that is that it's not an easy job, but it is a stressful job. And when those centers are, again, taking all different kinds of calls, it's hard to remember what needs to go where. And so by automating or putting part of that with the utilities and the public works calls into a system, that alleviates their need to learn all of that up front, right? They can just rely on the system to make sure that the call for public works or utilities is getting sent to the right place.
Well, that's amazing, especially when you're facing such shortages, which, by the way, we've been talking about the stress, but that's downright frightening to hear that level of shortage. Because as I said at the onset here, I mean, we all just make that phone call. We take for granted that there's somebody there to answer and to respond. So I want to, my standard question to all of our guests, you know, looking out 10, 20, 50 years from now, let's assume every community has the Doppler system in place. What do you see as the overall impact for individuals, for the city or community itself, or, you know, even larger scale, society as a whole?
Yeah, you know, the impact's a little hard to talk about because you're talking about things saved, and things saved is a little hard to prove, right? But when you're responding faster to water main breaks, you're saving water supply in a time when a significant portion of the country is in a drought situation. You're saving in my environmental impact where, you know, the stormwater issues or sanitary sewer issues aren't happening. So it's hard to quantify, but I certainly see a world in which response is fast. Citizens know what's going on. Crews are happier because it's simpler for them, right? They don't have to endure some of the challenges that they have today. Teams can work with fewer people, which is important today. 50 years from now, it's hard to say how the technology is going to evolve, but I anticipate that the world will be focused on other problems because we'll have solved this one.
Well, listen, I want to thank you as the average citizen who hopefully will never have to call with an emergency. But if I do, I know I would want a fastest response possible. So I want to thank you for doing this work and tackling a challenge that, as I keep saying, you know, most of us just overlook, don't even think much about. So we're grateful to you and the entire team at Doppler for making these emergency response systems so much more efficient. And I also want to thank you for being a guest here on Preview of Tomorrow and for your time today.
Thank you for your opportunity.
And thank you for tuning in to this episode of Preview of Tomorrow. Listeners like you are essential to advancing our efforts to drive resiliency and sustainability for all. I ask that you give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever streaming platform you prefer. Your feedback helps us to grow and share these brief previews of what life in the future can be. In addition to thanking our guests today, I want to thank Peter Roy and Demetria Bridges for making this podcast possible. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and encourage others to also join us each week in previewing the possibilities of tomorrow.
Preview of Tomorrow is brought to you by Leading Cities, a global nonprofit driving resilience and sustainability for all by unleashing the potential of the world's cities. Join them at leadingcities.org.